Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Whistleblower IRS agent Gary Shapley will testify before the House Ways and Means Committee behind closed doors today on corruption at the Internal Revenue Service being directed by the Department of Justice. Shapley on CBS News this week.
When I took control of this particular investigation, I immediately saw it, you know, was way outside the norm of what I've experienced in the past. There was multiple steps that were slow walked at the direction of the Department of Justice.
Had you ever encountered that before?
I have not, no. These deviations from the normal process, that, and each and every time it seemed to always benefit the subject.
Members of the House Freedom Caucus urged Speaker Kevin McCarthy to take a tougher stance in negotiations with the White House. They want additional provisions be added to the bill the House previously passed to raise the debt limit, including Republican priorities for border security. The group also wants Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to show her math on the estimate of America's debt default deadline. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis would consider pardons for January 6 defendants as well as former President Trump if he's elected president. In a radio interview, DeSantis said his administration would look at January 6 cases and aggressively look at pardons to those who were victims of weaponization or political targeting by the Department of Justice. Super Typhoon Mawar has strengthened into the equivalent of a Category 5 hurricane as it moved westward away from the Mariana Islands and Guam. The Joint Typhoon Warning Center recorded Mawar's maximum sustained winds, 185 miles an hour this morning. President Biden approved a disaster declaration yesterday for Guam, which Mawar slammed with heavy rains and powerful winds, knocking out power and downing trees across the U.S. territory. USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Travelers will be putting the nation's transportation system to the test this holiday weekend.
AAA says a surge of more than 42 million Americans will load up the nation's roads, highways, train hubs, and airports through the next 4 days, with many traveling off on holiday. Good news, gas is about a dollar cheaper than a year ago, steadily rising since Wednesday, though, so filling up on the way out may be a good idea. TSA airport checkpoints will also probably be significantly longer waits with some possible flight disruptions. Traveler numbers up about 6% from a year ago. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Government forecasters are out with their hurricane forecasts 1 week ahead of the official start of the Atlantic hurricane season.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts between 12 and 17 named storms. As many as 9 could become hurricanes, and as many as 4 could be major hurricanes. So what to do now?
It all starts with you and what you do to keep yourself safe.
Florida Senator Rick Scott says there are a lot of questions to answer and tasks to complete to be fully prepared.
Go through what your needs are, 7 days of water, 7 days of food, you need to have all your medicine, where to evacuate to, what the evacuation plans, how far in advance you need to evacuate.
Scott says now is the time to get ready. I'm Richard Johnson.
Since today is officially National Paper Airplane Day, when's the last time you sat down and made one? Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to be visiting with Charles Stanley in just a moment, talking about his book. It's part of the World War II collection that we've been featuring here on the show. This one is Lost Airmen, the epic rescue of the World War II U.S. bomber crews that stranded behind enemy lines. Charles joins us now. Charles, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be here.
Well, what a wonderful opportunity to be able to, you know, spotlight some of our rich history, especially in light of these special holidays that are before us, including Memorial Day just around the corner.
Well, certainly. That's why I wrote the book, so that these fellows will be remembered.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about Lost Airmen. Who were they, and how did you come about the story?
Well, the Lost Airmen are 130 airmen who were shot up over Germany and bailed out over Yugoslavia. I'm always careful to say shot up over Germany, because when I said they were, because when I would interview the guys, and I interviewed 40 of them, they would always correct me and say, no, I wasn't shot down over Germany. I was shot up over Germany. So but anyway, yes, these were part of the 15th Air Force. They would bomb targets in Germany, usually oil targets, and this is in November and December of 1944, and they bailed out, and some of them actually were killed in action, some were captured, and some ended up on the ground with the Chetnik faction in Yugoslavia, which is kind of a long story, but most of them are rescued by Ito's partisans, and that's the bulk of the story, though I cover all their stories.
Right. Well, what an incredible opportunity, you know, for you to do this research and to be able to have a conversation and get the story, you know, directly from them, right?
Yeah, I began research on this in 1999. And, to answer your question about how I came upon the story, the answer is that one of them was my father. That's how I sort of tripped across.
Oh, wow.
I started by just trying to figure out what had happened to him during World War II. He was shot down twice, and me and my siblings began researching this, and as I did get into it deeper, we discovered that that his second bailout was the real story, that he had quite the series of adventures in Yugoslavia, and that and moreover that that nobody had written about this before. You know, considering all the books that come out about World War II, was really surprising to me that nobody had previously written about the many airmen who had bailed out over Yugoslavia and were helped by the partisans. There are books about airmen who were helped by the Chetniks, which is a different faction. But most of them were helped by the partisans, and nobody had covered the story, so I set about to do it.
Yeah. When you say the partisans, help our audience understand the difference here between the Chechens and the partisans.
Yeah, the Chetniks were the royalist faction. They were what was left over of the Yugoslavian army when they were defeated by the Nazis. And I guess to some modern listeners, maybe I need to explain even what Yugoslavia was. Yugoslavia was a country that existed at the time that dissolved in the early 1990s and is now modern-day Serbia, Bosnia, Slovenia, Croatia, Kosovo. So anyway, it was a rather large and important country at the time in the Balkans.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah, they the partisans were basically the communist faction, and they were led by Marshal Tito, who later on came to lead the country during the Cold War and until until he died in, I think, 1991 or so. And that's when the country broke up and we had the Balkan Wars that we hear so much about still today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the story, you know, here you've got these crews that are, you know, they find themselves taking refuge, you know, with the partisan underground. That had to be, boy, interesting in and of itself, right? I mean, you didn't even fall into the hands of an ally, but a potential enemy.
Yeah, you. That's sort of what drew me to the story, because here you have, you have the underground, you have British spies, you have Americans being chased by the Germans. It was really quite a story, which is why it was so surprising to me that nobody had written about this sort of adventure before.
Was your dad like my dad? My dad was in the European campaign at the Battle of the Bulge. He was a medic during the time of Patton. And my dad very rarely spoke of what happened. And this seems to be characteristic of this generation, what we often refer to as our greatest generation, maybe because of the horrors of the experiences that, you know, they endured during World War II. It was so much, you know, for them that it was easier, I guess, in a sense, for them to just, you know, keep it close, not talk about it. Maybe because maybe they understood that there's no way we could understand because we weren't there.
I think there was a certain amount of that. I interviewed 40 of the fellows, and I think each of them had their own reasons for talking or not talking. So a few of them flatly refused to see me.
Not bad.
And I respected that. Mm-hmm. But in the case of my father, he wasn't shy to talk about it. In fact, he was very humble about it, considering how hair-raising his story was. And I think in his case, it was more of he sort of took it for granted. Like many of these fellows, they set out to do a job, did it, and just sort of took it for granted that was their job, and didn't brag about it. They didn't consider themselves heroes, though we do today. That's the kind of guys they were. That's what made them great.
Yeah. You use the word humble, and that is one thing I often said about my dad. Was that he was probably one of the most humblest people I'd ever met. And it seemed to be, again, part of the characteristics of this generation and those that, that went to war to defend our Constitution and, you know, protect the West, whether it was in the Pacific or in Europe.
Certainly. And I'll tell you a little story that links your father and mine.
Okay.
In broad terms. And that is that I mentioned that these fellows were bombing oil targets in mm-hmm. the Third Reich.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Charles after this. Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Bill Martinez here, and our conversation with Charles Stanley Jr. Continues. His book, Lost Airmen, The Epic Rescue of World War II U.S. Bomber Crews Stranded Behind Enemy Lines. Charles, you were mentioning, you know, our parents, our dads, that is a cool story, and how, you know, again, we're reminded just how close in proximity all of us are, you know.
Oh, certainly. And, you know, and they all contributed. you know, in their way. I mean, I'm sure the guys in the Battle of the Bulge appreciated having a medic around. And you know, the other thing is that, you know, it took eight guys in the Army Air Forces to put one airman in the air.
Wow.
You know, logistics, supply, everything. And they all contributed. I think some people sort of lose sight of that. And, you know, it was a team effort by everybody. Yeah,
exactly. Now, remind our audience, if you would, of what the military situation was like there in Yugoslavia at the time of World War II.
Sure. Well, the country was German-occupied. It had been since 1941. And I think probably a lot of people don't realize how devastated that part of the world was by the war. Yugoslavia has the third highest rate of casualties in their country of the entire war. Russia being first, Poland second, and Yugoslavia third. So a million people in that relatively small country were killed during that war. And so it was devastated. So when the guys that I write about bailed out, there were not a lot of resources there to support them. And so they the underground was strong enough that it was dangerous for the Germans to venture outside of their strongholds. But it was still a dangerous place to bail out from. So the Americans would not have done well without the aid of the partisans who protected them from the Germans. And you didn't really want to be captured either. It was obviously better than being killed, but the Germans themselves were starving. And if you were a POW, you did not have it easy at all.
So here are the airmen. They're trapped behind enemy lines, utilizing anything that they can to survive. Thank God for the partisans that are helping them get through this. And also the situation, you know, with, as you say, Germany was hunkered down too. So there was probably some, you know, natural defenses that came about because of the situation. And now you've got also British secret agents involved in this story too, right?
Sure. And let's harken back to the Battle of Bulge again, because I think many people realized that how important the lousy weather was and outcome of that battle. And you know, that it was true in Yugoslavia as well as in Belgium. So the airmen get stuck there. In the end, 84 airmen are in a town called Sanski Most in modern-day Bosnia, and they're stuck there. They're behind enemy lines, hence the title. And they're and they can't get out. There's an airfield outside of town, but the weather is bad either in Italy or in Bosnia. And transport planes can't get through to rescue them. And so they're stuck there. They're stuck there for some of them up to 8 weeks. And the town's running out of resources and things are getting pretty desperate. So finally, on January 5th, 1945, three airplanes get through land, but they can only carry 66 of the men, leaving 18 behind. And those 18 had to walk across the Dinaric Alps to safety. Wow. It took them 3 weeks to walk across those Alps in the coldest winter of the century under conditions so bleak that that two of their partisan escorts froze to death. And my father was one of those 18. So that's sort of the dramatic part, one of the more dramatic parts of the story.
Oh, and as you are researching and pulling this all together, the revelation and the thoughts that must have gone through your mind and how... I mean, I'm sure your father was your hero anyway, but even more so after you're realizing what your father endured. I mean, he wasn't on the plane. He's one of the 18 dealing with the elements. Wow, unbelievable. And he survives to tell the story.
And he had volunteered to stay behind, and that's how he was.
Mm-hmm.
The airmen had decided amongst themselves that the people who had been there the longest should be the first to get out. And my father was the fourth crew to arrive there, but he still volunteered to stay behind and let others go. And the captain in charge of the three transports promised to return the next day, and of course he never did. And that's how the 18 got stuck and had to walk across those Alps.
How did the airmen communicate with the Yugoslavians at the time? I mean, they're there for a period of time. I mean, that's an interesting deal. Go ahead.
That's a terrific question, and that was one of the more surprising things that I discovered as I did my research. There were two ways that the airmen could communicate with the people who were there. One was that there was a remarkable amount of Yugoslavians in the middle of absolutely nowhere who could speak English.
Hmm.
And there are 13 crews that go down. I think all but one of them ran into an English speaker somewhere in their travels as they were trying to get to safety.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is that so many people from Yugoslavia had gone to America to work in factories in the period just before or after World War I,
mm-hmm.
that... And so they'd go, say, work in a factory in Detroit for 20 years, make really good money for Yugoslavia and decent money for America, and make what's a small fortune in Yugoslavia, and retire and go back to their native country. And they were all over the place.
Wow.
And the other thing, of course, is that, we are a nation of immigrants, and particularly at the time, the immigrants were from Eastern Europe and Southern Europe. So practically every airplane had an Italian speaker, a German speaker. There were Polish speakers, Ukrainian. There was a Czech. There was a Slovak. And their languages were close enough to Serbo-Croatian that they could make themselves understood and came to understand the language pretty quickly. And there were plenty of Italian speakers in Yugoslavia as well, because they're right next door. So they managed to get along a lot more decently than one would expect.
Right. Well, we only got about a minute left here, Charles. Let's talk about the lost airman. Any still alive? Number one. Number two, your mother's parachute wedding dress.
Yes. Well, there's only one lost airman still alive. That I'm aware of. And his name is Joe Foto, whose story is in the book. And he grew up on Bourbon Street in New Orleans during its heyday. So it's a pretty interesting story in itself.
Right.
And he's going strong. He's a wonderful guy. He's still down there.
I'll tell you, so many neat stories, and congratulations on the book, all this research and everything. It's such a blessing, and it is going to, I think draw people closer whenever we can appreciate the history of this great country that we've been blessed to live in. Charles Stanley, thank you so much for it. The Lost Airman, the epic rescue of World War II U.S. bomber crews stranded behind enemy lines. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
USA News Update. Members of the House Freedom Caucus urged Speaker Kevin McCarthy to take a tougher stance in negotiations with the White House. They want additional provisions be added to the bill the House previously passed to raise the debt limit, including Republican priorities for border security. The group also wants Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to show her math on the estimate of America's debt default deadline. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis would consider pardons for January 6 defendants as well as former President Trump if he's elected president. In a radio interview, DeSantis said his administration would look at January 6 cases and aggressively look at pardons to those who were victims of weaponization or political targeting by the Department of Justice. German police have egg on their face after a member of the public was able to slip into a VIP convoy for Chancellor Olaf Scholz and then give him a big giant hug. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. We got Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center joining us now. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
Doing great. Good to talk to you again.
Well, lots of things to get you up on, but one thing that really stood out this morning for me was that defensive gun uses by people legally carrying guns. You note that there were 33 cases in January of this year alone.
Right. Well, those are news coverages. I mean, God only knows how many cases there actually were. Those were key cases where people were legally carrying a gun in public, where there were news stories about it. So, I mean, you know, there is some coverage of this, but there are a couple of things to remember when you're doing this, and that is, one, only about 22% of violent crimes are even reported to police, let alone, you know, they're not going to get covered by the media, and only a tiny portion of those are covered by the media. And people don't always report to the police when they've been threatened, and don't mention when they used a gun all the time. There's no kind of systematic reporting on the part of the police for that type of information. So, you know, this at least gives you kind of a rough, very rough glimpse about cases where people have used guns in public where have gotten some news coverage on it.
John, as you said, you know, it's difficult to get, you know, correct numbers. You know, previously when you and I talked, the FBI was juicing numbers and juicing them in a negative way so that it gives people the wrong impression. I mean, you know, for us, we pursue the truth no matter where it leads and wherever we can find it. And this is why we're so grateful for you to come on, because you have the facts, Jack. And, you know, some of these institutions, because they're pursuing a narrative and some, you know, designated conclusion that they want, which is they want to get the, the guns out of the hands of American people. Forget about the Second Amendment of our Constitution. Right. So they're on a prescribed agenda. They're really not about, you know, safety. They're not about everything that the Second Amendment stands for, are they?
Well, I mean, there's lots of politics involved, unfortunately, in the FBI these days. I mean, anybody who reads the Durham report that just came out knows that there are some real issues there. And I was working in the Department of Justice up until January 2021. And, one of the tasks that I had was to go and look at these active shooting reports that the FBI was putting out. And the thing is, for those reports, they rely on newspaper and news reports on these so-called active shooting cases. Police departments don't collect that data. And, they spent literally millions of dollars putting those different reports that they put out each year together. And yet, when you point out that they missed news stories, and the ones that they systematically missed were news stories where people were using guns defensively to stop an active shooting case, they never correct them. We've just been going through the data that they put out for 2022. We haven't quite released it yet, but I'll tell you and your audience. If you look at, they claim only about 4% of the active shooting cases from 2014 to 2022 were stopped by civilians legally carrying guns. Mm-hmm. If you remove cases where you have gun-free zones, so law-abiding people weren't able to legally carry guns in those places, we find it's a little bit over 60%.
Wow.
Of the cases.
That's huge, John. That's huge.
I agree. Wow. And it's, when I was at the Department of Justice, I tried pointing out to them cases where they had missed of, and it turns out the cases they missed are just overwhelmingly those cases where civilians use guns to stop the attack. Those are what they miss. Mm-hmm. And, they have a few of them. But, and unfortunately, the news media out there puts a lot of weight on what the FBI put out, just as they put a lot of weight out on the Russian collusion stuff that the FBI would leak to them. And, it really creates misimpressions on people's parts about things like, in this case, defensive gun use, or in that case, the so-called Russian collusion claims.
Mm. John, this is such a headline. I mean, this is huge that you have that kind of differential. And you see, anecdotally and experientially, the people on the street, they understand this because they've experienced it. But now what you are confirming to them is that, their lying eyes aren't lying to them, that their experiences are true. It's legit that a person with a gun really puts the odds in the favor of good people all the time. And when you have something like this, you go from 4% to 60%, that is a huge differential. And, but again, this is, as you say, the Durham report cited quite clearly that our government institutions are failing us. And as he said, and this is my big thing, John, is that, when they were talking about, okay, well, you did this 314-page report and everything like that, what reforms are needed? And he stated, he says, he says there's no new rules that will matter until basically the soul of the FBI is renewed and recharged. And it could be that, this bad decision making and these rules that they've adhered to have become so ideologically fixed that they've rendered themselves useless in terms of what their mission should be, because, you know, what Durham concluded was, he says, until the FBI starts caring about fidelity, bravery, and integrity, forget about new rules. I mean, that's huge. John, you're talking, after 4 years and all the studying that John Durham put into this, his big takeaway is that the FBI, you know, just say they're corrupt, that's one thing. But, I mean, to say that they're amoral, that there is such a moral disconnect, you know, from the institution, this is severe.
Right. Well, look, the FBI's response was, look, we already immediately put in the fixes after the 2016 election, so you don't need to worry anymore. The FBI interfered with the 2020 election.
Exactly.
So, you know, we've had two presidential elections in a row that the FBI has been seriously involved in influencing, as well as kind of going after a president during the years between those two elections. You know, if you could switch 40,000 votes in three states, then Trump would have won re-election in 2020. So, I mean, who knows whether the amount of interference that they had with kind of the trying to deep six the news coverage of the Biden laptop that was there. You know, you look at polls and what is it, like 1/6 of Democrat votes for Biden would have switched if
they were aware.
The publicity, yeah. If they were aware of it, right?
Right.
I mean, that would have easily swung the election that was there. So, you know,
right.
Who knows about polls? But at the same time, 40,000 votes switched in three states isn't a huge number.
No. No, exactly. Well, and the thing is, go back to 2016, 2015, and how they mishandled the investigation into Hillary Clinton. And, of course, anecdotally, Durham notes that the FBI was concerned that they didn't want to really be aggressive in going after her because, who knows, you know, she might become president. If she becomes president, you're going to have hell to pay. Basically, I thought, well, that's interesting, you know, that they would abandon the rule of law in order to protect somebody. But, you know, she was on their side, right? We got to go to a quick break. More from John after this.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
The America, Bill Martinez here, and I'll tell you, this is something that I've been looking forward to, especially when we talk about Ukraine. There's so much to understand about what's going on with Ukraine, our investment there to support the Ukrainian people, people who are fearful of God and are faithful to God. And here with us, we've got Ukraine, a frontline Ukraine pastor, Igor Bandura, who's going to be joining us, and the vice president of the Ukrainian Baptist Union, Michael Johnson, also the president of the Slavic Gospel Association. Both gentlemen are with us right now to, give us a better understanding of what is happening there and how we as people of faith can come alongside and co-labor with them. Michael and Igor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Well, Michael, let me ask you first, give us your, your story and what the American people should understand about what's going on in Ukraine as it relates to the people of faith.
Well, my story is I came to faith in Christ in California during the Jesus movement. And I was an advertising executive in New York City for many years, and then I was recruited into ministry later on in life. And our ministry was established in 1934 by a man named Peter Danica. He was an immigrant from Belarus, and he started the ministry in 1934 when the persecution was beginning to ramp up in the Soviet countries. And we were involved in the covert distribution of books and Bibles, as well as a significant radio ministry, shortwave radio ministry to Christians and churches there. When the wall came down, we connected with one of the largest group of evangelical churches over there, being the Baptist evangelical churches. We helped them to build their training infrastructure, seminaries and Bible institutes. We sponsor hundreds and hundreds of church planters who are sent out into previously unreached towns and villages to plant churches. And then we equip them for ministry so they can meet both physical and spiritual needs of their people in their countries. When the war started, we had been in conversations with the Baptist Union leadership. They represent about 2,500 churches across Ukraine about how they were going to respond to what they knew was going to be millions of internally displaced people as a result of the war. And so when the war started, we immediately began to transfer funds to churches all over those countries so that they could purchase food and resources. And as people made their way from the eastern part of the country into the western part of the country and into eastern Ukraine, the churches were held up as sort of centers where people could come and spend the night and get food and receive money to continue their journeys, so that they could get out of harm's way. And since the and since then, we've continued to equip their churches to really emerge as centers of hope for the people who have lost everything. People can come, they can get their cell phones charged, receive food, humanitarian aid, spiritual refreshment, and as a result of that, many, many people are coming to faith in Christ. And the churches here in America and the Christians here in America through our ministry have been able to provide financial support for this to take place. We're seeing significant fruit there. And there's another side to the story, despite that this is a horrible situation. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to Igor so that he can maybe talk about it from his standpoint. Because he's the guy that has to go home and go to bed at night to the sound of drones and missiles flying over his house.
Yeah, it's unimaginable. Pastor Igor Bandura, he's the vice president of the Ukrainian Baptist Unit. He has networked more than 2,000 churches across Ukraine. Pastor Igor, let me ask you, you know, we've heard numbers, you know, millions of people that have migrated. You know, and it's heartbreaking to see what's happening to the Ukrainian people. What are the numbers now like, you know, in terms of people that have been displaced from their homes there in Ukraine?
We are talking about 14 million Ukrainians who had to leave their homes, and 8 million of them, mainly women and children, left abroad, and maybe about 3 million came back, but about 5 million are still staying in different countries of the European Union. Some families moved even to the United States and Canada. So this is a huge, huge disaster for us, and the war just destroyed our life and changed everything, the way we live, the way we work, the way we dream, and, of course, the way we gather as a church and define what is the essentials of our ministry and how we minister to people. So among all these people who left, there are thousands of Christians. And as a Baptist Union, we lost at least 230 churches at the occupied territories due to different reasons. But main reason is that all the people have to flee their homes and their churches just to save their life. So we lost many people. But at the same time, God is faithful and new churches have been planted. New pastors and deacons have been ordained for the last year. About 25,000-30,000 new people started to come to our churches across the country every single Sunday. And we got statistics from our churches for the last year, and more than 3,000 new people have been baptized in our churches. And most of these people came to church since the beginning of the war. So life is tough, difficult, filled with fears and dangers, with uncertainty. People are really tired because it's 454th day of the war, but at the same time, God is faithful. His grace is sufficient, and those who stay in Ukraine are encouraged daily, and churches not only encouraged by God, but also have strength and power and God's love to minister to people around them. So this is why, as the help of millions of Christians all around the world, and particularly from the United States, organizations and missions like Slavic Gospel Association, so vital and important, because when we have a lack of resources, a big heart to minister to people, we need such friends and supporters to pray, to stay with us, and to make our ability to minister to people bigger.
You know, Pastor Igor, I just can't imagine people's renewed and expanded appreciation for God Almighty through this, right? I mean, as you say, many people are flocking to churches, coming to declare their faith in Jesus. This is awesome. But, you know, it again reminds me of that Bible verse that they who know their God will do exploits, and that knowing God is experientially. And when you know God through the tragedy and the horrific experience and all the bombings, the death that's happening in Ukraine right now, I mean, your faith takes on a whole different level of appreciation and depth, doesn't it?
Yes, right. It is experiential, yes, because we all know the Bible, we read the Bible daily, and we trust God. But it is something special when you are going through probably the most difficult times of your life, the most difficult time for our country, when there is so much pain and loss, and when blood is shed every day, and people ask, okay, where is God? And when they come to churches, and they do not get arguments, because how you can make arguments, where is God? But when they see Christians love, when they participate in the services, when they get support, help, when they are fed, get hot meal, and they see the love of Christians and people who are willing to surround them with God's love and pray for them, and they realize these people are the same Ukrainians in the very similar situation with the same problems, with the same loss. Like, for example, in our church, we have 25 men in the military service, and we have had already 4 funerals. 4 men were killed at the front line. So everybody knows it. There is a price to pay. But still, if they see, you can come to church and get not only the help, but something you have never experienced. And this is experiential. This is how people experience God's love, and they would like to stay in the church, to come closer to God, to get him know better, get him know much. Yeah, this is what God is doing through all the pain, and this is why his grace is still in Ukraine.
Well, Michael Johnson, we got about 2 minutes left here. I'm going to let you wrap this up. You know, Pastor Igor just really described the situation in such a way that, and I'm sure for you, this gives you a deeper appreciation of the total gospel message. I mean, this is the gospel working in all levels, you know, for the people who are being attacked, people who are coming alongside and supporting the Ukrainian people of faith and the church itself, you know, coming together. I think in a way that Jesus has always wanted the church to work, right?
Absolutely. And Christ is building his church throughout those countries. My favorite verse, John 4. 37 and 38, Jesus said, "For in this the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor." So we have the tremendous opportunity as a ministry to enter into the labor of these wonderful churches and provide opportunities for churches and Christians in America to do the same through our ministry. Because Christ is building his church, even in the midst of this. And we can be a part of this, and we can equip those Christians who, many of whom went through the persecution. These people are just committed to their faith and committed to see their nations won to Christ. So if you want to connect with us, our website is sga.org. That's sga.org. And there's plenty of opportunities to be involved both in prayer as well as financial support.
Well, Michael Johnson, president of the Slavic Gospel Association, thank you so much. God bless. Appreciate all the great work that you've been doing. I appreciate you coming on the show to tell our audience, you know, about what's going on. And Pastor Igor Bandura, you know, right there from the front line in Ukraine, you know, from his experience, his lips, what God is showing him and how God is using him, networking with thousands of other churches, you know, for the faithful there in Ukraine and continuing to further the gospel message. Gentlemen, thank you so much. God bless. Appreciate it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of...